Welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you are joining me for 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And my beautiful guest today is an international best-selling author, three times over just to start. So welcome, Sadie Rose Blake.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, what an exciting time of life it is.
Definitely lots of interesting things that I never thought were going to flow into my life or what seemed to be showing up more than the things that I thought were going to.
You know, I would like to ask you for an aha moment when you shifted from really believing that you could even be in a good relationship. Like, you know, and there was a value in that. But tell me, like, what were some of the things that showed up for you to kind of help you move from, you know, not believing in being in a relationship, and then all of a sudden you have these relationships, you've got beautiful children, you have a beautiful husband, you have all these friends, you have so much beauty in your relationship space. So what was maybe one of the aha moments for that?
I think the first thing when you ask that is that I really feel like it's necessary to acknowledge my partner, because he really is amazing. And I'm the one that's, you know, goes to these personal growth classes and does all this, you know, really investing a lot of my personal time, energy, and awareness into how do I be the greatest version of me. And the interesting thing with my personal relationship with my husband is that he always saw that before I could even see it. And so he, even from the very first date that we had, kind of saw who I was going to become, and then sort of just held, he kind of had the energy of me beyond all the shit that I believed myself to be. And he kept his sights on that and gave me a way to tap into something beyond all the problems that I thought I had. And so it was really almost like he just was that steadfast presence that kind of pulled me forward to be more of who I am. And, you know, when
I think you look at like how our life changes and how we become ourselves and kind of the interesting roads that each of us take, you know, how has that support kind of shifted in your like home life? Like what has that meant for you in your home life?
It actually has been, a process of me taking over the autonomy for myself and my self-worth and my being a lot more sovereign in who I am. And it started off as I really relied on him. I looked to him to show me a greater version of me that I couldn't see before. And over these years, it's kind of gone from me being sort of in this not really role, but just position where I look to him for something to show me. Instead, I've had to really grow up. I've had to choose to take on that role for myself and to choose to become the me that he saw and that I wanted to become and that I knew was possible, and to really choose to grow up and let go of needing a crutch or needing someone else to do that for me. And in doing that, I actually have become a lot more powerful, not just in my personal life as a mom with more, you know, more of a great relationship with my kids, because I can see that in them and I'm starting to hold that space for them now in the way that has been done for me. And it's allowing me to be really just more sovereign is the word that pops to mind, just definitely more whole in myself without needing something outside. And it has allowed me in my relationship with my husband to really respect who he is and let him be who he is without needing him to do or be anything for me. And it has allowed me to actually transition from need to gratitude and appreciation and just delight that he's even there.
So tell me about this new book that you're in, Relationships Done Easy. As a disclosure, I happen to publish this book, but I was blessed to have a wonderful editor in Kathy Williams. And Sadie, tell me about your chapter, the name of it, and kind of what some of the things you explore in your chapter.
Well, it perfectly segued in here because it actually is very reflective of what we've just been talking about. It's my chapter's called From Martyr Wife to Happy Life. And it started off, you know, I was giving some pretty vulnerable examples of how things were early in our marriage, how I tried to do a lot of passive aggression and control. I think that's very common. A lot of women, we learn that from our mothers and from women we see around us. And what I move on to say is, if we want to move beyond that dichotomy of relationship where the man checks out and tunes his woman out and the woman nags and is passive aggressive, if we want to get out of that cycle, and I have to admit, I see 90% of couples I know in that cycle. It starts with actually looking at the kingdom of we and what would we like to see happen for the whole, and how can I choose my actions and my words and my behavior toward my partner in a way that creates greater for everyone. If I nag him, or if I'm negative, or if I, you know, sulk or pretend that, or, you know, insinuate in any way that he's not doing a good enough job, he's going to feel not respected, not appreciated, and he's going to tune you out and not really have any desire to do anything nice for you or to contribute to the relationship. Because when men are made to feel wrong, they check out. And so how can we have that, change that single-minded focus of what serves me in this moment? You know, is it sighing, or is it, you know, I made a joke about my mom used to mime how annoyed she was because she couldn't come right out and say, hey, would you just take out the garbage, please? You know, she had to be all passive aggressive about it. And when we stop defaulting into the immediate gratification of what we think we're going to get from that and start to look at the big picture, that's when really profound changes start to happen. And we really do grow up our relationship from one of maybe a little bit more, you know, high school-like, college-like, child-like, young, immature, into one that's really something that's sustainable for a long-term deal, depending on how long people want to keep the relationship going.
Awesome. Well, that was insanely a lot of information squished into such a few little minutes. I'm really blessed to have had you here today on the Erica Glessing Show. I'm joyful to send people to the book and to read Sadie's chapter. She also has a book called The Possibilities in Parenting that is amazing. And then she has a book called Creations on getting pregnant.
Yeah.
So, Sadie, how can we find you?
You know, my personal website is down. So the best way probably is just through my Facebook page, Sadie Lake Facilitator Educator Catalyst. Is that what it is? Yes. And then I also have a personal page on there that I'm much more present to. But yeah, that's probably the most efficient way.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having me. Love you. Take care.
Today's show was brought to you by Audible. For a free book that you can listen to anywhere, go to audibletrial.com/TheErikaGlessingShow and enjoy a book from our wonderful sponsor, Audible.